Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home for starters in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere. Thank
you. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash, washing cars for over 25 years.
They are Australia's leading car wash and detailing service with 13 locations in Victoria. And Margaret, as I say, good morning, sweetheart. I start with the lyrics. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. Well, look, after last week, I've gave them shoes. They've got shoes to walk home in.
Yeah.
They don't have to walk bare feet. Oh, it was a good wind pick, as I was really nervous. I didn't expect it, to tell you the truth. I was hoping, but it was a good win, wasn't it?
How were your nerves there at the end?
I did say to you when we spoke last week that it was going to be a lot closer than you thought, because I just had a feeling they were going to bring something. And
I know, and I listened to you on your show, and you said to Sam, well, you know,
I was a little bit worried from the Cats' perspective. We don't normally drop those games, but they were a bit ordinary, and your blokes were great. I thought it was a fantastic win.
They were good. I hope they bring it out again.
I think they will.
No. Tell us your emotions. Your emotions going through the game.
Oh, you've no idea. I was that nervous. I flicked it on. I flicked it off. I flicked it on. I flicked it off. Then I thought, I'm not. When I heard 2 points, I screamed. I turned it off. I had to go down the hall, and there's another radio going in another room loud. I put my fingers in my ears as I couldn't hear it. I thought I was like a child, carrying on like a 2 year old.
How did those two cardboard cutouts go? We're both Geelong men, Hutchie and I.
I threw your kisses. Boop, boop, boop. There you go. Well, you know, every morning I say, morning, fellas.
Who impressed you out of the game on Saturday night, Margaret? They were all pretty good.
Oh, I was delighted with Casbolt's beautiful mark.
He was, Mark.
But look at my bookends down the other end. Wiedering and my beloved Liam Jones.
Your best friend, LJ.
Our best friend down there doing his wonders. Oh, they were very good, weren't they?
Oh, they were superb,
and
those
Eddie
two.
And Eddie sealed it. It was lovely. It was good.
Eddie had a tough week, but he had a great game.
He did have a tough week. I'd like to send him a message and say, Eddie, I love you dearly. In my eyes, you're the same colour as me. I've never seen him as black.
No, he's a good little man,
I've never seen
Eddie.
His colour.
Hey, Margaret, one bloke you were a little bit off, who showed a bit, I thought, last week, McGovern.
Yeah.
McGovern?
Yep. Showed a bit too. Yes, he put in a little bit too. They all put in. See, that's what I said. If they all put in, the seniors were the ones that let them down the week before, I thought.
Mm.
Well, the seniors put in last week, didn't they?
They did. They were all good.
They all dug in.
Mm. Now, Margaret, a wonderful win for our girls in the soccer.
Oh, what about that?
What about the Poms?
Oh, rotters.
I could not believe that when they said the UK and Europe did not get us a boat. I thought, where are they going? They've got short memories, haven't they?
Have they ever?
God.
Eddie didn't miss it.
Have they ever? I could not believe it. I thought, sods.
Sods.
They turned on it. Maybe it was that Prime Minister that you love. They cuts his hair with a knife and fork.
Oh, you know what? He did mention his own hair, didn't he? I thought, isn't it a dreadful haircut?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's where, you know what? If I were he, I would get rid of that hair and wear the rug. Not that I don't like them. I don't like them at all. But, look, I think he'd look better with one, wouldn't he? Dreadful hair.
Yeah, his hair leaves a bit to be desired.
You're saying it's time to...
shocking hair.
Time to get a rug. Margaret will even accept a rug
one,
on
I think.
Yep. We saw a couple during the week on social media, didn't we, Hutch?
We did. Well, we did. I'll get to that a little bit later on. Tommy Petroski from Concept.
We did see a couple. I've seen one or two, too. I can't remember their names, but I remember one was a newsreader, and I thought, that's a dreadful flat one you've got stuck on your hair like it's painted on. It's so awful.
I didn't know you're a rug person like Biggers.
I can spot them a mile away, Margaret. I saw a bloke at the supermarket the other day. Had the curls at the back. I knew damn well it was a mat. It was a dirty possum sitting on his head.
Righto. You must be excited for the girls, though, eh? It was a great...
I am. You know what? If I can come back as somebody, I want to come back as Sam Kerr and do those backflips. Oh, I think she's a gem.
She is.
Oh, what a... Oh. I like the girls' soccer, and I like the hockey.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey
and
fan.
I like,
I am.
That's yeah, great. I do. I like the hockey. It's a great game, the hockey.
Don't like it.
Very good. Excellent.
Now, what about
the cricket?
We love the cricket.
What did you think about the New South Wales government saying we can't go to the footy if we're from Victoria, we won't be allowed in?
Well, as soon as he said that, I said, stick him. Stick him. You can stick your tickets. Right. We don't want them. No. How dare he say that?
That's all right for
them. I thought that was mean to say that.
You've got two teams.
Anyway, his turn will come. Never. My mother used to say, "There's never a long lane that hasn't got a turn." And you know what? Their turn's coming.
It'll come. It'll come.
That's a good one. I'm going to keep a little
dossier. Yeah, little dossier.
Margaret's beautiful.
Margaret Sayings.
Never a long lane that doesn't have a turn. Is that what
never
you said?
Never a long lane that hasn't got a turn.
Okay.
Never a long lane that hasn't got a turn. That's right.
What else? What were some of her other sayings? Do you remember?
I'll tell you off air sometimes. I'll tell you a beauty off air one day. I'm tempted to say it every week, and I think, no, I can't say that.
We better
I'll get the press button.
we better check that, I think, before we give it. What did you think of last night, Mason Cox? What did you think of his performance?
Well, not great, but I got a shock when he slipped over when he went for that mark in the ruck. I thought, what's going on? But I think the ground was very unstable last night.
Yeah.
They seemed to be slipping. Seemed to be chunks coming out of it everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they want all the spoils over there, and they've got grounds like that. Oh. And I'm with Nathan Lyon all the way. MCG for me. They're all spoken about. They're going to get the grand final in the West. They're going to get it in Adelaide. Now Sydney's put their hand up. Well, hands off. Stay in here.
Well, they're our grounds. Well, the MCG's Boxing Day test is the MCG, and the bloody grand finals MCG.
Been pretty
Boxing Day test. Oh, that was a magic moment in my life.
Yeah, well, you don't want to miss it because you were there last year. My word.
Oh,
had a great
just
day.
Just a magic moment. Mm. And I should think everybody else would say the same thing.
It was
Payne was given us a bit of a cook. He's going to leave us too. Well, he didn't give us a cook. No, that was the wrong thing. He just said he wouldn't mind if it was in Adelaide or.
Well, you're mates with him. He rang you on your birthday. You should.
I know. I was delighted and thrilled to be back teeth about getting a phone call from him.
You should give him a call.
Delightful. He's a beautiful man.
Hey, what do you think about Pix going on the rampage this morning about food? He's unhappy about.
Promite
versus Vegemite. He's on an Oval team.
Well, he's right there. Oh, Promite's shocking. It's dreadful. It is like tar. But Vegemite, no. No, it's better.
He's
right there.
Hutchie's there. Right cop that. There. Cop that.
What was the best vanilla slice you ever had? You've ever had, Margaret?
Well, Margaret would make her own.
I did make my own. I didn't. My husband was very fond of vanilla slice, and he liked the one with the French one with a bit of cream on the top of it, icing. He liked that vanilla slice. He liked any vanilla slice, really, but that was his favourite.
The stall bakery, when I was growing up, the vanilla slice had pink icing, which was
it did. It
beautiful.
Should have the palest of pink icing. You're right.
Mm.
It's not white icing. It's pale pink.
Yep.
That's the first vanilla slice come out with pink icing.
Yep, there you go.
They had the store gift guy, though, in there who ran the bakery. He mismeasured the vanilla slice.
My brother was an apprenticeship pastry cook in Colwick at Millman's store, and he used to make the vanilla slices and the matches and the jumbles and slice. No, you never hear of the jumble slice now. That was the palest pink icing. A little bit of sponge, then the custard, and then the pastry.
Okay,
but no, they don't have the jumbles today.
Magnificent. And of course, what was your favourite pie brand there in Colac again? It was, remind me?
Hoy's Pie. <That's> Yummy.
The old Hoy's Pie.
There we go.
Good old Hoy's Pie.
Hey, have you got a song to sing us out for us?
Well, we should sing. Waltzing Matilda, waltz. Sing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched. Wait until he's Billy Boyle. You'll come and waltzing Matilda with me. Go the girls.
Well done, Margaret.
See you, Margaret. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Yeah, darling.
She's magnificent, Margaret from Sunbury. In good form this morning.
In good form as usual. She would be after the Blues had a big win against the Pussycats last week.
Up and about.
I wasn't all that thrilled with the Cats performance, I must say.
What's the issue there, Pixie?
Oh, I think they just thought it was just going to happen last week. I was a bit disappointed with their switch on. They weren't switched on early, in my view.
Not a lot of defensive pressure?
No, they walked it out of the middle. I thought Stanley was well beaten. I thought that young Pitney, or Pitnet, whatever you want to call him, he's going well. Competitor.
He was good.
Paddy Cripps was great. I don't think they paid enough attention to him, and they marked everything in the forward line, and then everything hit the ground was Eddie Betts.
Magnificent, wasn't
he? And Jack Martin was great.
That was great to see.
And the defenders, Wietering and Jones, terrific. They were good all round. Good win.
There's more
Cats, not so good.
More off the bench right after this.